Marian Weiss is a graduate of Columbia University and Yale Medical School and founding chairman and chairman emeritus of the Department of Psychiatry at the Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami. He is America's leading authority in past life regression therapy. His background and extensive experience in traditional psychotherapy was set on a new course more than a decade ago when one of his patients began recalling past life traumas that seemed to hold the key to her recurring nightmares and anxiety attacks. Astonished and initially skeptical, Weiss's skepticism eroded when his patient began to channel messages from the space between lives that contained remarkable revelations about Weiss's family and his dead son. Realizing that past life regression therapy presented potential as a powerful new therapeutic method, Weiss went on to cure the patient and embark on a new, more meaningful phase of his own career. Weiss has authored 9 books, including the best-selling Many Lives, Many Masters, in which he vividly describes the insights of a young patient named Catherine, who came to important realizations about the circumstances of her life today and the intricate thread of previous beings with her experience. Dr. Weiss has been featured in numerous magazines, newspapers, and TV shows, including Oprah Winfrey, Larry King Live, 2020, 48 Hours, and on the Discovery Channel and CNN. Today, Dr. Weiss drops by the program to speak about his new book, Miracles Happen, which documents experiences of workshop participants and how understanding our past lives can dramatically improve the present. Welcome, Dr. Weiss. It's a pleasure to have you with us on the Book Report.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here with you.
As a traditionally trained academic, how difficult was it for you to first believe in a spiritual universe in past lives?
It was very difficult for me. I was, as you mentioned, trained in a very left-brain way, medical school, psychiatry, very formal. Then I had a patient who started remembering past lives. She did not believe in it, neither did I. But then as she continued to have memories, her symptoms disappeared. She was knowing facts and details that she had no knowledge of consciously, and able to give me information that was very private, too. And so with all of these things, and this was in 1980, so 35 years ago, she started believing in the past lives before I did, because she had the direct experience. And mine was kind of observing her and watching it. But when she was able to bring this information about my father and son, both of whom had died, and she knew very specific details, that was the epiphany for me. It was very difficult, though, being so left-brained.
Yes, of course. In preparing for this interview, I spoke with a friend's son who had just completed his studies in psychiatry. I asked him about what he had learned, and I asked him specifically if his teachers ever spoke about this kind of regression. And he said, no, not at all. He was never exposed to it. What inroads do you believe have been made with your colleagues who resist this practice?
It's the field of psychiatry and psychiatrists. That's the most difficult nut to crack. Yeah. Others are coming over, priests, the church, other kinds of physicians and therapists. And so the psychiatrists, because it isn't taught, and they really don't know what it is. I was never exposed to that either. But now, as I meet a chairman of a psychiatry department who may be open-minded, and I get invited to do grand rounds or these kinds of presentations in medical schools, we have little islands of understanding. So, and this is in the United States, because in Japan, in India, I've spoken in both of those countries, and academically it's more accepted, and most Latin American countries too.
How would you describe this new book, Miracles Happen, as evolved from earlier works?
Well, Many Lives, Many Masters, my first book, and that's still the most well-known. That talks about my story and how this patient changed my life and her life changed. This book is actually the 9th. And it's the 6th major book. So this one is really an accumulation of people who had experiences at workshops that I teach at and train others to do this work. So they're not just patients now, but people who may come to a 5-day professional training where I train all sorts of therapists to do past life therapy and go back to their states or countries and practice it there. So I'm like a farmer. I'm fertilizing, seeding, and they're the plants that are growing. And so they've all had some profound experiences. And my daughter Amy and I accumulated 70 or 80 of the most interesting. And then I commented on each one, where it fits in, about past lives. Because not only is past life therapy interesting from a spiritual perspective and about grief and life after death, but also people are able to get rid of symptoms, clinical symptoms, psychological symptoms, physical symptoms as they remember past lives, even if they don't believe in it. For example, I had a radiologist patient, and he was suffering from severe back pain. He had to take medicine, which he hated to take. It made him drowsy, difficulty concentration. And so he came in to see me early in my career doing this, and we found he had died in a Middle Ages battle, lanced in the back. Just in that spot where his pain was. Now, that doesn't prove it. We have a lot of evidential cases, but this is not. It's too long ago. But his pain disappeared. It's never come back. And he had been to orthopedic surgeons and chiropractic physicians and others with no help at all.
I loved one of the statements in your book, we are all born with a form of PTSD, but the stress comes from a past life.
Right. That's what we find. Traumas from a past life, they're often causing symptoms in this life, like the radiologist or someone who fell off a castle wall in the 12th century. Now they have a fear of heights, or we've all drowned or had other traumas in past lives. And then when I can link that up to clinical conditions, for example, many people with asthma have died of suffocation or smoke inhalation or asphyxiation in past lives. Whether you can validate that or not, the asthma gets better.
Have you discovered some of your past lives?
Yes, I have, because I wanted to know what my patients were going through. And so eventually I had some of my own. One was as a Catholic priest during the Inquisition time in Scotland, and I was tortured and killed for teaching forbidden subjects. So in a way, I'm still doing that. The secular priest, psychiatrist, and I don't think I'll be tortured and killed for it this time around, but here I am knocking on that wall again.
We're speaking with Dr. Brian Weiss on The Book Report.
You wrote, sometimes an advanced soul will volunteer to incarnate in a physical body in order to teach us important lessons. Does this kind of extreme self-sacrifice move you up the karmic chain?
Yes. Sometimes, as I said, a really advanced soul will come back here to give other people an opportunity to grow and advance themselves. That's what advanced souls, or in Eastern religions, it's called bodhisattva, that kind of energy, helping out. And yes, because love has to be balanced. If nobody were to receive love, who could give it? So sometimes that soul will volunteer to be disabled in one way or another so that other people can learn to express their love, to be compassionate. These are higher order lessons. And this angelic or higher level soul comes to help others learn their lessons. In the end, we all live many, many times. We're not our bodies, but the spiritual essence or soul that goes from body to body. So when you look at it like that, a short life, a difficult life, it's not the end of our soul's evolution or development. We come back again and again, often being reunited with our loved ones because they're in the same kind of cycle. And that's how we learn here. We have to learn that we're all the same, so that our souls, it's like having a car and the soul as a driver. When the car wears out, we get another car, maybe a different color, different type, from a different country, manufacturer. That's what it's like. So if you hate a particular group of people, you have to learn that we're all the same. We're incarnating in all these different groups. We have to learn from all sides, male, female, rich, poor, white, yellow, black, red, whatever color, because the soul doesn't have those characteristics. And so that's why we shouldn't hate, we shouldn't be prejudiced, we should not be violent. The world will be a much better place.
Can you explain about souls and masks?
Well, I think that in terms of the body, that's the mask that I talk about. The soul, and there's a famous quote from Teilhard de Chardin, a Christian mystic of around 1800, he said, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And I love that because it really captures the nuance of the whole thing. We're spiritual beings. We're having this human experience, but we'll have many human experiences. So the mask is our body, our personas, our personalities, all these external things. The soul, that deeper consciousness, the deeper mind, that's who we really are. But we've forgotten this, and we have to remember. And at the end of the life, we discard the masks. We don't need them anymore. And then we take on a new mask when we come back into physical form.
So any final thoughts about your wonderful book?
Oh, no, I'm so grateful that people have taken to that book, especially the first book, Many Lives, Many Masters. It's in 40 languages, more or less, and all over the world. And I never expected that. I thought it would die under the W's at the bottom of a bookshelf somewhere. That's what I really expected, but it didn't. And I'm very, very grateful to the universe and all the readers for making this possible. And thank you, too, for this interview, because this is teaching to me. It's really about teaching and for me, and through radio, through television, and in other ways. This is how teaching is done these days and reaches so many people. So grateful to you, too.
Well, I'm very grateful that you found the time to talk to us today. Thank you so much, Dr. Weiss.
My pleasure. Thank you.